London's Magic 105.4. It's our Sunday night indulgence programme, and our guest tonight is a Londoner who's come a long way from Paddington, but you're back with us now in central London. What a journey. Seal, it's really good to see you. Looking great.
Good to see you too, mate.
Every inch the rock star sitting in front of me here.
I don't know about that.
Well, you look it. And you've got the stature as well. And you're a lot taller than I thought you were going to be.
I get that a lot. I don't think TV does you too many favours in terms of height and weight, but I'm 6'4". I've always been 6'4". Well, not always, but certainly for the last 20 years I have been.
Yeah. And we're going to choose some fantastic music that you've told us you want to hear tonight. That's the idea of the programme. First up, a band who you've just told me you're a great fan of, ABBA, and you've chosen Dancing Queen, which I know the Magic listeners love. What is it about that song that appeals to Seal?
Well, first of all, I was a really big ABBA fan. I was completely besotted with the, I was about to say one of the singers, but both of the girls in the band. And it's not particularly this song. It's basically all of their songs were just so well written and so rooted in classical composition, which is why, in my opinion, they've withstood the test of time. Really cleverly written, and they were quintessential pop music, and so I mean, I could have picked there. You've got about six or eight on the list here.
Oh, we play a lot of ABBA. Yeah,
I could have picked any one of them. They're all fantastic songs.
Seal is with us. We've just heard his first musical choice. Plenty more to come, and we're going to play some of his songs as well. And you have a new album out now, which is
a new
called
album, System.
Mm-hmm. Going to be with us soon, and we're going to hear the song called Amazing from that, first song from it. First one we've had for a while from you as well.
Yeah, it's the first album in 4 years, and it's a bit of a return to my roots, as it were, with this record. I mean, I wanted to go back to basics and start from the same place I was when I was writing songs like Crazy and Killer and what have you. And I think this album has been a long time coming. It's kind of been an album I've always wanted to make. An interesting thing happened. I was just recently interviewed in Los Angeles. A guy from the Mail came over and he put the album on the table. And the first thing he said was, "Yeah, well, first of all, I really love the album. I think it's great. And secondly, this is the album I wanted you to make." And I think that was quite a telling statement. Yeah. This is the album I wanted you to make after I heard the first album, and I'm glad you've made it now.
So what's the sound of this album like? Is it a little rawer, or
well,
have you gone...
I think it's... first of all the songs are written from the guitar, which is how I started writing. And then... the songs are fundamentally solid, but it is a very up-tempo song. It's an album, sorry. It's... an album that I've written after having been touring for 4 years. And so when you talk that consistently in that period of time, you tend to get a sense of what people really want to hear from you. And so even though the songs were written from the guitar, they were written with a very up-tempo frame of mind. And eventually, I guess, some people will call it a dance album. I like to think of it more of a quintessential Seal album that you can dance to.
And here's the song called Amazing. There it goes. We're talking to Seal tonight on Magic 105.4. Just a quick look at your background. It's been an extraordinary life story, hasn't it? I mean,
yeah, it has been.
You're going to write a book, because it reads almost.
I'm sure at some point, they'll buckle down and
some sort of official biography, like the way it was. Seal puts it on the record.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, albums tend to be a bit of a kind of audio biography, if you like, or a musical biography of a person's life, especially if you're a singer-songwriter. And so I guess a little bit of my, life always finds its way into an album. And as you mentioned, it has been quite a journey. We were recently on the Oprah show in America, and my wife and Oprah surprised me by... finding my foster parents, which I believe is what you were referring to.
Well, it's part of it. I mean, there's so much, isn't there? Yeah.
Yeah, and my foster family. And that was quite emotional, because that was the first time I'd seen them in 40 years.
Hmm.
So,
did you remember much about that time? I mean, we're talking, 40 years ago?
Yeah, really fond memories. Sort of specific details like, a day at the seaside in Margate, or playing in the front yard and climbing on the wall in the front yard, sort of things like that. But
and I think you were three other young girls at the time, weren't you? In this foster family,
three girls and a boy. Yeah.
Right.
So, and the funny thing was this. Is Hillary, the girl that came over to the show, she said, "I used to change your diapers," which I thought was ever so slightly embarrassing.
Yeah.
But you know, fond memories from that time, and so you know, from there, sort of making living in Paddington, Kilburn, and Brixton, and then sort of leaving home at 16 and fending for myself, and sort of being homeless for a while, and you know, just trying to find myself, which is basically one of the I think poignant messages in this album is it's kind of really aimed at whoever's really trying to find their way in life, or whoever's been in that position where they're trying to find their way, and it's basically saying that, you know, your time is now. You however frustrated you may feel, you don't really have to be a victim of the system. You can create your own system, as I created. You know, I destroyed one system and created another one, and that's pretty much my message, is that it's one of empowerment, trying to, you know, tell people that, look, you know, it's your right. You can reclaim your power, and you know, in most cases, not in all cases, but you can pretty much create whatever it is
there
that
is hope.
You want. Yeah, of course there is. There's always hope. As long as there's will, there's hope.
Let's have more from Seal in just a moment on Magic 105.4. Seal is with us tonight, and one of the things I've discovered about you is that we have something in common. We have a Flickr site, which is a photo sharing site.
Yeah.
Of your photographs, not only on the Flickr site, but also on the website. You've got a great eye.
Well, thank you, first of all. I was speaking to a really great photographer last night, a guy called James Russell, and he's someone whose work I really admire, and he said that. And so, I mean, if enough people tell you that, I guess you can suppose you to keep on taking pictures.
Well, in a previous life, I was a photographer, and I still try to keep up with it, but you seem to have the eye for a composition.
I've got a lot of cameras.
It's not always a help, though, is it really?
No, it doesn't really help. My wife, she doesn't have a lot of cameras. She's one of those people that just picks up anything and takes a great picture. I mean, she could drop her camera and it'd take a great picture. I'm the guy that's got a lot of cameras, really technically minded, and struggles to take a good picture. But it's something I really love doing. I mean, I have a real passion for it. And we recently went to India. And that was just a feast for picture taking.
Oh, wow, yeah, the light must be fantastic there.
Yeah, I mean, well, they've got this kind of orange haze over that's constantly over over the city, which is pollution basically.
But it looks fantastic. Know,
bad for the lungs, great for light diffusion, so and great for pictures.
And you mentioned your wife a couple of times. Worth pointing out, the model Heidi Klum, who my daughters are big fans of because they watch Project Runway.
Yeah, she's great. You know, she's my biggest cheerleader and also someone I admire a great deal. You know, I'm her biggest fan, and so.
And a song on
really
the album. A song on the album you wrote for her. On your wedding day, now she sings it with you on the album.
Yeah, it was one of those situations where, you know, we were at the morning of our wedding and we did the traditional things where we slept apart the night before. You know, she was in our house and I was in the rented house next door. And I just had a burst of inspiration in the morning and in about 20 minutes put the basis of that song down. And I always kind of imagined it to be a duet, especially as I used to hear her humming it around the house, and it's like the old grey whistle test, you know, that story, right? It just seemed like a natural progression. And I mean, the tough part was actually convincing her to sing it.
So I think she's recorded before, hasn't she?
She's recorded before, but she never takes it seriously. Yeah. You know, she takes it all with a grain of salt. And I said, look, you've got to sing it. It's written as a duet, and she did a great job. I was really proud of sort of making my dream come true.
Let's hear it now. There is some sort of vague structure to this program we're trying to stick to, but you know, he has to kind of keep me in order. About time we had another song, we'd do the Beach Boys.
Link 5 into song 7.
Okay. Got that? Link 5 into song 7.
I know
very
exactly
important.
Where we are.
Good. It's London's Magic 105.4, spending some time with Seal tonight, and more music from his album System coming up in a moment. But let's pick another song from the Magic playlist. How about a Beach Boys song? Good Vibrations.
Yeah, I think it's a really pivotal song in kind of pop culture and pop and rock culture. From largely experimental, from an even more experimental album. And I think in some ways the Beach Boys kind of changed the face of popular music, certainly in America at the time. And I think this is probably their best song to date.
Our Indulgence programme tonight has a Londoner with us who now, I'll ask you the question, where are you based now, Sue? Where do you live?
Mainly in Los Angeles. I have been there for the last 17 years. I did come back for a brief spell about 5 years ago, but we spend most of our time there. But then, you know, it's always such a funny question about where you're based, because we travel so much, you know, with both between my wife and myself, we travel so much that we're not really based anywhere, but the kids go to school. Our daughter started school in Los Angeles, so I guess technically you could say we're based there.
That is home for you.
Yeah, that is home. I don't know how much longer it's going to be home, but that's where we are at the moment.
And a lot of Magic listeners will remember you from a concert we did for Trevor Horn.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, that was a great night. And sadly, I wasn't there, but everybody came back saying there was one man who tore the place apart, and that man was Seal.
Oh, great.
You love live shows, I think.
Yeah, I do. And we talked about it before. You know, I've been touring quite a lot. I think ever since, over the last 4 years, that's the longest, most consistent period that I've toured for. And it's both, a good and a bad thing. I mean, on the negative side, you're away from home a lot and away from your family. But on the positive side, you get to kind of, stare at the faces of the people that really like your music, and you get to do that night in and night out, and it's a very interesting and a valuable experience, because you get a sense of what people want for you, and also you get a sense of where you belong. I think that it's definitely a part of my career that I wouldn't say I enjoy it the most, but it's right up there with the actual songwriting. It's something I love to do. And I feel really fortunate to be in a position to be able to do that.
And I bet when you look out into the crowd and you start those opening chords of Kiss from a Rose, that's when you get a big reaction back, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's the first three notes, you know. I think that sort of, you know, that the main melody is you know, that little madrigal melody is such a identifiable melody that it tends to get a good reaction.
Biggest song
to sing, though.
Well, it must be tough live. I mean, because it sounds hard even in the studio.
Yeah. It's all over the place, and you have to. It's one of those songs where you have to be quite relaxed to sing it, and you have to have your breathing together. Yeah. But God knows what I was thinking when I wrote it.
Well, it's the second, or is it the biggest, most played song on American radio, alongside
I Will Always Love You.
Yeah, but you don't get Dolly Parton's money, do you? That's the sad thing about
no,
this.
No, I don't get Dolly Parton's money. I wish I did. But you know that you've written something, you know, special when the American Army ring you up and they ask for permission to play it in their dressage, and then it was the most played, most requested song, I think still is, at weddings. It was just, it was crazy. And the funny thing about that song is that it was written before any of the first album was written. You know, it was kind of written as a bit of an experiment on my part, because I couldn't really play an instrument at the time. So I tried to write a song just using multiple tracks of vocals on a little four track. And I think I recorded up to about 16 or 18 tracks of vocals, which is why it has that quite elaborate melodic vocal structure. But, I wish I could do it again.
Let's play it there. Okay. Okay. And we still have the Police Every Breath You Take to play, don't we? So could we set up into that now?
Yes, please.
Yes, yeah. Okay. Seal is with us for a few more moments on our Indulgence programme tonight. Looking forward to hearing your new album, System. I think it's coming out November time here in the
November
UK.
13th.
November 13th is when it drops. That's the new expression, isn't it?
That's the expression.
Albums drop nowadays, okay. Something that sounded like somebody's making this up, but it's absolutely true, because I've checked. The music of Seal on Ice is a project.
It's just coming to a theatre near you. I think it's, isn't it a CBS thing, is it? Is this?
NBC.
I knew you were going to say that. It's a special on NBC, and it actually comes from some... I mean, it sounds like a bizarre thing, yeah. But during this four-year touring period, I did this thing in Switzerland, which had been kind of organised by this ex-ice skater. I mean, he was a world champion. And it was basically that, the music of Seal on ice. And and we toured about six skating rinks, and I would basically sing acoustically with my band to these world famous and professional skaters. And I remember on paper it just sounded like such a bizarre thing, but I tell you, it was really quite magical when we actually got to do it, because to look out and see somebody dancing or skating to your music, it kind of makes you feel like you're one big band.
Yes.
And it's almost like having a live video, yeah. If you like.
So you're connecting with the dancers as well as the musicians around you, so it's all kind of coming together. And I think this is for an American charity called Autism Speaks.
Yeah.
Why this one?
because I think, well, when I was working as a cutter in Westbourne Grove many years ago, there was a...
What's a cutter?
A cutter is I was working in the rag trade.
Oh, right. Okay.
Clothing industry.
Okay.
Being more politically correct. And I was the cutter. I used to cut the garments. And there was this guy that used to come into the store who was always a really lovely guy. And he suffered from autism. And he was the brother of a friend of mine, well, the wife of the owner of the store. And you could see the kind of difficulties that they had with, and, you know, people's preconceptions of you know, this problem. And I think it was when the opportunity came up to do something about it, I just thought, well, it'd be a great idea.
Let's have final song choice. I think this will be from The Police, from their huge repertoire. I mean, we talked about ABBA having a huge repertoire. Yeah. So of The Police, which one can you choose from them?
Every Breath You Take, I think, has got to be one of the greatest, most well-written songs of all time. And you know, I think it would be a travesty not to include one of their songs in this in this list.
So it's the kind of song you listen to and you think, oh, I wish I'd written that.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's just so simple. I mean, it's like it's like Imagine, you know. It's quite often the songs that have the most simple structure, most classic form structure, and have a kind of lyrical or emotional impact.
Yeah,
they tend to be the historically the greatest songs. And Every Breath You Take is such a It's a fine example of that.
And I think The Police show that you can how great just drum, bass, sometimes a keyboard, great singer, great song can sound.
I mean,
it's so
straightforward, but it just resonates, you know. And you really believe him. I think that's the key with great songs is whether or not you believe what the person is saying.
From the album called System, the song was called The Right Life, and it was by Seal, who is with us tonight. You particularly wanted us to play that song, so why?
Well, because I think it reminds me of a really great period in my life, which is sort of 88, 89, when I was coming out of that whole rave dance culture. And when we wrote this one, this was the one, especially when Stuart got a hold of it. You know, he's brilliant, by the way, Stuart Price.
Okay.
He produced the album and has also now become a great friend. But once he got hold of it and kind of did his magic, it really reminded me of that period. And I guess for that reason, it's one of my favourites, if not my favourite on the album.
Seal, thank you for coming with us and sharing some of the magic songs and some of the music from your new album. We mentioned that you've got the music of Seal on Ice coming up, but what's next? Are you coming back to tour? You're going to be performing live?
Coming back to
live?
Tour in the new year.
Yeah.
Really excited to tour this album because it's as I mentioned, it's very up-tempo and that tends to make for good concerts. And so I'll be doing that early in the year. My wife and I are involved in various projects that we're kind of focusing on. We have a campaign with Volkswagen, which is taking up a lot of our time, and one or two other things in the making. There should be something quite exciting, which I can't really tell you about at the moment because it's still in the works, but it's touching on that kind of rave culture that I talked about. There should be some really interesting events that will start in America and make their way over here.
Come back and tell us about it sometime. Yeah,
I
when
will
you can.
Do. Good. I will do.
Great
I'm
to meet you,
Seal. Really excited about that.
Thank you for being with
nice
us tonight.
To meet you too.
Magic 105.4.